Is that the way you'd say it? Would you say it was not I?
I probably would say it wasn't me.
I know I would say it wasn't me. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little piece of cloth to use as a
sample.
Mm-hmm. And if she saw a dress she liked very much, she might say that's a very
pretty dress. Mm-hmm.
And if there was one that was even more attractive, she said that one is even
better, or more to my liking. Prettier.
One. Pardon?
Prettier.
Okay. What might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper, you use a
safety pin.
And a dime is worth?
10 cents.
All right. And soup comes in a can made of?
Tomatoes?
The can is made of?
Tin.
Yeah. Do you hear any difference between 10 cents and tin can? Do they sound alike to you?
They sound alike to me, the tins. I think that's one of the troubles with our English language today. We have so many words that sound alike, mm-hmm. but of totally different meanings.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very common in Southern speech to pronounce those two alike. And to go out in the winter, what do you put on?
Coat.
And a man might wear between his coat and his shirt a sleeveless garment called a
vest.
Mm-hmm. And the bottom part would be his
pants or trousers.
All right. Old fashioned name for that, maybe?
Overalls. But
are they work clothes?
That's right.
How about breeches?
Breeches would be.
Mm-hmm. And if you went outdoors without your coat and somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, "Here, I have
brought your coat."
And yesterday I. Same word. Yesterday I
brought you your coat.
And I will
bring it to you.
The coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit fine.
Mm-hmm. And matching coat and pants are a
suit.
And if it's not an old suit, it's a
new suit.
If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
Mm-hmm. And if you washed a shirt and it wasn't sanforized, it might
wrinkle.
Well, sanforized keeps it from getting smaller, though it might.
It might shrink.
And yesterday I washed it and it
shrank.
And every shirt I have washed has
shrunk.
Mm-hmm. And if a girl likes to put on good clothes in front of the mirror, you'd say she likes to
pose.
Well, if she liked to go to parties and so forth.
Dress up.
Okay. How about a man who likes to do that?
He would like to dress up too, I guess.
Suppose the woman puts on makeup a lot. She likes to. You know, she just stands there in her hair. Powdering her nose. Do you say primp?
Primp, that's exactly right, but I couldn't think of it.
Would that do for a man or just for a woman?
I would think more nearly for a woman. Now some men, you might call sissy, would primp, I think.
Okay. What do you call the small leather container that a woman would carry coins in?
Coin purse.
Mm-hmm. And around your wrist, you might wear
a bracelet
or
a watch, wristwatch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And around your neck, you might wear a
necklace.
Suppose it were little things.
Beads.
Okay, you might
a string of beads.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear a pair of beads?
Yes, I've heard that,
and
that is a misnomer.
You've really heard people say that?
Oh yes.
How would they say it?
Pair of beads.
And they just mean a string of
mm-hmm.
beads.
Hmm. That's right.
I know where it comes from because it's in Chaucer. It comes out of 14th century
mm-hmm.
English.